This is Earth Notes. The big skies of the Colorado Plateau show off extraordinary clouds, inspiring devotees and photographers across the region. For devout sky watchers, there's even a Cloud Appreciation Society. This UK-based nonprofit has participants in more than 100 countries. Every day, members receive a cloud by email, either an amazing photograph, a snippet of cloud science, or beautiful cloud art. Now, Northern Arizona has a cloud appreciation forum of its own. Founded by Flagstaff photographer Tom Bean, the new group holds meetings of local cloud hounds where they can share their interest, stories, and photos. About 40 people have attended the first two of the group's occasional gatherings. Professional meteorologists and amateur cloud connoisseurs classify clouds according to characteristics like altitude, shape, and color. Phone apps like CloudSpotter help with identification, and observers can even collect points based on the rarity of each cloud captured on their phone's camera. The San Francisco peaks north of Flagstaff are well known for generating lenticular clouds. Snagging one of these flying saucer-shaped beauties will score a 4 out of a maximum 5 points on CloudSpotter. Though fairly common here, lenticular clouds are rare globally. A 5-point-worthy cloud has also been spotted in the region and was officially recognized by the World Meteorological Organization only last year. The darkly undulating Asperitus clouds form after thunderstorms. But despite looking ominous, they rarely produce rain. KNAU's Earth Notes webpage includes contact information for the next local cloud appreciator meeting, where people can share the joy found in nature's most ephemeral creations. This Earth Note was written by Diane Hope and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.